We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam the article The Freedom. The subtitle is The Mind's Control Over the Body.
Yes, we will continue. Baal HaSulam conveys to us here various definitions, discernments. Let's see what's next.
Title, The Mind's Control Over the Body. Some external contemporary sages, after contemplating the above matter and seeing how man's mind is but a fruit that grows out of the events of life, concluded that the mind has no control whatsoever over the body. Rather, only life's events imprinted in the physical tendons of the brain control and activate man. Man is like a mirror, reflecting the shapes before it. Although the mirror is the carrier of these shapes, it cannot activate or move the shapes reflected in it. So is the mind, although life's events in all their manners of cause and effect are seen and recognized by the mind, the mind is nonetheless utterly incapable of controlling the body. To bring it into motion, meaning to bring it closer to the good or push it away from the bad. This is because the spiritual and the physical are completely remote from one another, and there is no intermediary tool between them to enable the spiritual mind to activate and operate the corporeal body, as has been discussed at length. But where they are smart, there they disrupt. Man's imagination uses the mind just as a microscope serves the eyes. Without the microscope, we would not see anything harmful due to its smallness. But once we see the harmful being through the microscope, we distance ourselves from the nauseous element. Thus, the microscope that brings man to distance himself from the harm, and not the sense. For the sense did not detect the harm doer. And to that extent, the mind fully controls the body to push it away from bad and pull it towards the good. Thus, in all the places where the attribute of the body fails to recognize the beneficial or the detrimental, it needs only the mind's knowledge. Furthermore, since man knows his mind, which is a true conclusion from life's experiences, he can therefore receive knowledge and understanding from a trusted person and take it as a law, although his life's events have not yet revealed these concepts to him. It is like a person who asks the advice of a doctor and obeys him even though he understands nothing with his own mind. Thus, one uses the mind of others no less than one uses one's own. As we have clarified above, there are two ways for providence to make certain that man achieves the good final goal: the path of suffering and the path of Torah. All the clarity in the path of Torah stems from this. For these clear conceptions that we were revealed and recognized after a long chain of events in the lives of the prophets and the men of God, there comes a man who fully utilizes them and benefits from them, as though these concepts were events of his own life. Thus you see that one is exempted from all the ordeals one must experience before he can develop that clear mind by himself. Thus, one saves both time and pain. It can be compared to a sick man who does not wish to obey to the doctor's orders before he understands by himself how that advice will cure him, and therefore begins to study medicine himself. He could die of his illness before he learns medicine. So is the path of suffering compared to the path of the Torah. One who does not believe the concepts that the Torah and the prophecy advise him to accept, without self-understanding, must come to these concepts by himself, by following the chain of cause and effect from life's events. These are experiences that greatly rush and can develop the sense of recognition of evil in them, as we have seen, without one's choice, but because of one's efforts to acquire a good environment, which leads to these thoughts and actions.
No.
Well, did anyone was impressed a bit by this excerpt or not? No questions, no responses. What's going on with you guys?
No, Kiev.
Well, Kiev, please.
Да, дорогой Рав, а как вот нам взять вот самое главное из этих советов?
How can we take the main advice of all the sages in order to not study medicine by ourselves? Because we're also studying medicine.
The truth is, even when you enter the study of the Ten Sefirot and other things, we learn things that we don't even feel, we don't even understand where it is, how it happens. And then we start philosophizing with all kinds of things that we can't touch, right? Everything's completely theoretical. So, and theoretical, not that we can observe, we can't even correctly imagine it, because it all happens in order to bestow, in opposite actions, opposite intentions to us, that we can't be present at all. It's an imaginary world. But from studying and wanting to come closer to it, we thus bring the light that reforms, and it works on us and influences us. However, if we make actions of connection in the group and make efforts to achieve these actions of connection, that's the most effective thing, most useful. But we also need to engage in both this and that. Bulgaria.
It's interesting because Baal HaSulam, he didn't have articles about the whole method.
Of course, he didn't have these articles. He didn't need them. He attained them from his engagement in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That already depends on the soul. It depends on the light from above that shines on the person. Meaning, without first studying and even engaging in the ten and so forth, he even through his own forces, he came to attainment. How did Ari do it? The Ari was a merchant. He would travel from Damascus to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to Cairo, and then back, and he would sell and trade all kinds of merchandise, and he was young. In the age of 37-38, he already passed away. And therefore, that's it, but it was such a special soul that was always thinking and studying with whatever he could, and mostly what he discovered was from within his unique kind of soul. Same with Baal HaSulam. He didn't have a teacher, but it's because it's a special kind of soul. And here, we don't even see, in the great Kabbalists, we see that they emerged without having some unique teacher or academy where they studied or something. No, it's just specific, pure souls that the Creator as if brings down to our world and corrects them and fulfills them while they're being here in our world, and that's why they can tell us and leave us with some writings by which we already need to start rising up our path of ordinary human beings. And we don't have choice but to do that, to go through that route.
How did they attain all this without tens? Or did they...
But even that wasn't so much in the work. Rashbi would study with his son, right, as we read, and the Ari had, to an extent, his teacher was
his student.
No. In that time, Ramak was older than Ari, the Ramak, right. Yes, Rabbi Moshe Koldovero. He was old, he was already around 70, and he actually said to everyone that Ari was great. And then people started respecting the Ari. He also lived in Sfat. And there were others like that, yeah. Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Can't hear you.
Tov, ani lo mevin ma kore hayom im a kesher.
А, сега появился значок. Не был значок.
Беседар, ну говори.
Баал Сулам здесь четко написал, что если мы...
Баал Сулам right here in a very clear way that if we keep this
специально за наше поколение, последнее поколение Рабаш,
this path that the Kabbalists prepared for us, especially for our generation, the last generation, working in the ten, that if we follow this recipe, we'll heal.
Yes.
We just have to make sure we do what they prepared for us.
So what's the question then?
The
question is, so we just have to go...
Yeah, there's nothing else. All the rest depends on the Creator. We'll help more, we'll help less. But this already depends on the general plan of creation. the general plan of the correction of creation, how we advance through that correction. We have to advance. First starts from these, then those, then there are people who leave, disappear, then come back throughout our life or in other generations. That all depends on the general plan of creation. So it's like how you build a house. So first, you have to bring rocks, and then after the rocks, you have to put some pillars up and make room for doors, and then you go back to construction, and so one layer relies on the other. And that's how it works with our correction of the soul. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 in every stage, these four phases, but each phase is also comprised of four phases, and that's why there is such a construction of the soul, a correction of the soul, that happens in a very complex manner. We have to see how it all unfolds. But either way, we should also know that the mind can really help in the correction of the soul by heeding what Kabbalists are saying. And even whether we understand it or not, even when we don't understand it, we're still working with our mind, even though it could seem to us as if it is against our mind, but it's still working with our mind. Latin 3.
Shalom, Rab. Rab, el artículo dice que la mente crece a raíz de los acontecimientos.
In the article, he writes that the mind overcomes through the experiences in life. So the question is, the development of the mind is according to the development of a man's ego?
The development of the mind depends on man's ego, but the kind of development of the mind, that depends on the soul. Because the mind develops only for the soul to become corrected.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Rav, описание разума — это использовать знания специалистов, которые вокруг тебя.
Using the mind is to use the knowledge of the experts around you. So you discover that the excerpts around you want to take advantage of you for their benefit, and you stop believing them. And that's clear, but sometimes it happens that you feel in the 10
точности. И потом это всё уходит.
There's a question about precision.
Что ты им не доверяешь.
And afterwards you keep going, but how to overcome the problem that you don't trust them?
Try to follow not your intellect, but your emotion. To emotionally connect with everyone, and thus you jump from one emotion to another emotion instead of one intellect to another intellect. Try it and see. Kabu 7.
When the text speaks about there comes a man who's had the life experiences, is he talking about the Kabbalists?
No, anashim regilim. Well, ordinary people. Ordinary people. He's talking about us. This article is written for us, not for those who specifically study the wisdom of Kabbalah. German 4.
The question is so, how do we develop this sense for the recognition of evil? It is the heart that feels the difference?
Recognition of evil comes through the mind and then corrects the heart. And it is felt in both the mind and the heart.
All
right, Dudi, what's going on?
I want to add that there's a problem in asking from Petah Tikva. There's a technical problem in the system, so you can send it to the internet.
All right, so we'll continue with the freedom of the individual.
Title, The Freedom of the Individual. Now we come to a thorough and accurate understanding of the freedom of the individual. However, this relates only to the first factor, the source, which is the first substance in every person, meaning all the characteristics we inherit from our fathers and our forefathers, and by which we differ from each other. This is because even when thousands of people share the same environment in such a way that the other three factors affect all of them equally, you will still not find two people who share even one attribute. This is because each of them has his or her own unique source. This is like the source of the wheat. Although it changes a great deal by the three latter factors, it still retains the preliminary shape of the wheat and will never take the form of another species.
So even if we, let's say, are in a single society, study in the same school, get the same education, everything's the same, because in our foundation, in each and every one, there are still different data, then each of us will grow in a different, unique way. And that's why there's a basis for the freedom of the individual here. Because you can't, if you inflate, let's say, those who come to the school, you inflate them or fill them up with the same knowledge and so forth, it doesn't mean that they'll necessarily become the same person, completely identical. And then you could just put them wherever you need, and they would all behave in the same kind of manner that you think they'll be as one. They won't be as one. And we can see that. Why? Because in each and every one to begin with, there's a unique root that does not resemble another. As it is said, two hairs do not grow from the same foramen, like he says. Right? Clear? Dudi, what?
What's that first substance that will never change? My uniqueness, what is that?
That's the Rishimo.
Can I know what my root is? Should I know?
You will get to know it later, not by getting to know it directly, but rather all of its responses. And from the responses, you'll recognize it.
What will I know? My spiritual identity?
Yes. Why you specifically, where you specifically grow from, and more accurately even, what place within the upper force you are tied to.
What do I do with that knowledge?
You don't need to do anything then. You first realized yourself, and from that you know it. Yes, of course, we come from the end to the beginning. That's called the recognition of the Creator. From your actions, we know you.
Why isn't my role revealed to me now, the unique thing about me?
You have to discover it. How can you discover it if you have no vessels? All that you do is build vessels, and according to these vessels, you discover yourself and your biography and so forth.
Question from Tzvika, who can't ask.
Oh, he's probably getting exploding, poor guy.
So he says that he talked about the mind, Bara Sulam. What's the purpose of a corporeal mind, and should we attain a spiritual one?
The corporeal mind leads us towards the spiritual mind, and we nevertheless need to use the corporeal mind, because it provides us with entrance towards the spiritual discernments, where the corporeal mind is where we base ourselves, and then we accept everything above the corporeal mind in spiritual discernments. That's what we call faith above reason. The reason is the corporeal mind, the faith above reason is the spiritual mind. All right? The exercises, all the exercises for that are only through the group. The more you enter the group and want to connect with the friends, the more you want to relate yourselves to the friends. By that, you begin to sense what it means to go above my mind, in faith above reason. All right. Dudi, we're moving to tests.
Should we go to the next part, or you want to hear the women's questions?
Well, I don't know. Are there many questions there?
Come up and tell us if you have them. There's four questions about the freedom and a lot about the previous part.
Okay, so freedom first, well, what we just discussed.
From unity, what does it mean to believe to the wisdom that the Torah and prophecy is advising him to take?
To try to accept that as truth until we attain that it is truth.
Kabu 5. How do people survive if they don't believe in the Torah?
They live like animals. They don't need more than that.
Woman Hebrew.
Woman Hebrew. It says the mind has no way to bring you closer to the benefit or move away from the harmful. So what's the preparation in the mind we have to do about it?
No, the mind actually helps us advance towards one thing and moving away from another thing. And if we want to go above the mind toward to spiritual discernments, then we need faith above reason. Next.
So what does it mean that it's written that towards pleasure or move away from pain?
Well, that's the role of the corporeal mind.
New York 3.
From New York 3, should our mind correct our soul? How does it work? How does the thought, how's the thought connected to the soul?
The thought is connected to the soul in that it directs us to attain the soul.
Now there's questions about the previous article.
Yes.
Rewarded Achishena. From Kabu 3, is a deficiency after the light leaves the vessel, does it increase the will to receive?
I didn't understand the question. Say it again.
We got that fulfillment of 5,000. We lost 3,000. So is that deficiency that remains increase our desire?
It provides me with a lack to attain that 3,000 I lost. Yeah. So first, there has to be fulfillment to somewhat, then losing the fulfillment, and then the lack grows. This is called the expansion of the light, and its departure makes the kli worthy of its function.
Mark 21 are asking about that fulfillment. What happens with the fulfillment that enters the vessel and then exits? Why do the feelings of it disappear and I don't remember anything?
Question again.
Why is the fulfillment that enters without a deficiency in the first time and then it comes out? Why do the feelings of it disappear and I don't remember anything?
No, when it disappears, I begin to feel deficiency for that fulfillment. But when that fulfillment enters, I can't really benefit from it, enjoy it, because I haven't yet processed it. I have no vessel for it, no lack for it, no longing for it. I have no kli yet. First, the fulfillment has to enter, even though it's not felt as fulfillment because there's no lack for it. And I just receive it. I receive it. But then when it goes away, then I begin to see that it went away and that I'm lacking it. This is the beginning of the construction of the kli.
Woman Hebrew. What does it mean to feel sorry for a lack of attainment?
That I want to attain and feel and understand everything that I read about the spiritual world, and unfortunately, I'm reading and I'm not feeling anything. And I'm sorry about that. I have sorrow. And to the extent of the sorrow, I truly then invite the light that reforms upon me.
And
the lack of attainment, the path of Torah.
Because it is felt as a lack in me. As a lack. I wish to attain, I want to feel. I need to fulfill my vessels. If I don't, I have sorrow.
Why is
that the path of Torah?
Maybe I don't understand what he means by path of Torah here.
Why is sorrow with lack of attainment a path of the Torah?
You could say it like this, that the sorrow of the path of Torah is that I see through the Torah, I feel to some extent from what I read, from what I'm taught, that that I want to attain it, that I need to attain it, that I deserve it, but I haven't yet attained it. And that it makes me feel sorrow. But this sorrow is not because I've felt it. It's not yet actual sorrow. It's not actual deficiency yet. It's what we need to have a little bit before that sorrow. Dudi, we need to go to the next part.
So we'll go to the next part, sing a song, and go to Tess.
Somewhere above these racing thoughts of me, somewhere above these pounding waves of the sea, a thrill like that pulls us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be. Now life is calling, the place we belong. Lose myself in you, you were there all along. You light the way, away, away, away. You light the way. Light the way.